Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live to Villa Square. This is On the Air with Leap Alumni. I've got three characters in this room with me right now. This could be a really fun morning, so I'm just going to let you guys go around the horn and jump in.
All right.
That's you. That's you, Broxson.
That's me. All right. Jason Broxson, Hiles McLeod Insurance.
And you were what year?
2012.
Yeah, that's it, man.
You know it.
Your best class ever. I'm just going to go ahead and say it now, and let's get it out. But go ahead, Dave.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Dave Presnell. I was in the LEAP class of 2010. I currently am with my fiance, Barbara Dean, starting up Painting with a Twist in Fort Walton Beach.
Yeah.
And Tuesday, kicking off the season at the baseball stadium with the Blue Wahoos.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Aren't we doing LEAP alumni there or something?
Yes. I think it's next week, the 14th.
Yeah, 14th.
Yeah, 14th is going to be at LEAP alumni happy hour.
Did I? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm telling you, sometimes they don't.
The mail.
They don't. Yeah, exactly. All right, dude, go ahead.
Drew Hardgrave, Hiles McLeod Insurance, and I am a current LEAP of 2016 attendee,
I guess. That's it. You're almost done, too.
Yeah, we got two more days.
One more session day.
Two more months. Yeah, we got session this month, and then we've got our closing retreat in May.
High ropes.
Yeah, high ropes. Adventures Unlimited.
Which are not really that high, but high enough.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm waiting for the day they put hurt. Like the whatever the cable thing is out
the
there.
Zip line.
Yeah, yeah, that thing's fun.
Yeah.
With like jousting.
But when you live in Florida, you can't have too high ropes. I mean,
you get scared.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the highest point here? It's the mound down there in Fort Walton by
so,
you.
Right.
It's like 87 feet or something.
That's right. Yeah. It's 87 and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So luckily the trees grow tall. So, okay. So let's talk about, cause, you know, one of the things we like to do here is highlight your experience through LEAP, the things you did, some of the projects and stuff. But Drew, since your project's current, let's talk about it.
Okay, sure. So, we're in the process of kind of wrapping up our class project. It's called, it's called A Better Way to Give, Helping the Homeless Leap Forward. And it's the primary objective is to raise awareness for the homeless in the Pensacola area and that there is a better way to donate so that you can help the cause.
Right.
We're not expecting to eliminate panhandlers, but we hope that a byproduct of our project is to lessen the amount of panhandlers, knowing that if you want to give to homeless, local area homeless, those that are in need, you don't have to give money directly to those people that it's hard to determine if that money actually is going to a homeless or actually going to be used to help them out of the situation they're in. With our project, we know that the money that's donated to our parking meters, that it's definitely going to be used to help those in need. And the way the project works is we're going to repurpose 38 old retired parking meters from downtown. We're having them painted by local area artists from First City Arts Center. And we're going to reinstall them in 38 different locations downtown around Community Maritime Park and the downtown Palafox corridor. And they're all going to be painted bright and attractive. And they'll have a little plaque that says what they are. And all the money will be picked up by the Escarosa Coalition for the Homeless and redistributed to help those that are truly in need.
Right. And they have tons of programs that they can help fund with that.
Yep, they do. And we're partnering with them because we know, you know, we're very confident that every bit of that money that's collected will go directly to those that are truly in need.
Yeah. And then there's a couple mobile ones, I understand, that like you can get to an event if you want to help them out and have it come. It's like on a bucket with wheels, isn't it?
Well, we definitely have some that are not going to be permanently installed.
Right.
They are going to be permanently installed into like concrete planters that they could be moved and used. I think for the most part, those are going to be used to help spread awareness.
Yeah.
Like you said, if we had an event to say, hey, this is what it is, because we want everybody to know what they are. When they see them, we want immediate recognition. This is what this is. And our primary goal is to raise awareness.
Has somebody thought about extending the area, like up by the mall and that kind of stuff? Or
Definitely. And I think that we're looking into that. We're also looking into the possibility of getting additional parking meters so that once our first 38 are done, if there's a need or if it really kicks off, if we can get additional ones, they're definitely available. Those old retired parking meters are being taken out and, you know, replaced with the new electronic ones everywhere. So they're available. I think it's
a whole warehouse full of them somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, definitely. Probably be paid to take them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if but, someone wanted to help fund this project, where would they go?
Find a parking meter near you.
Well, you can search for our project on Facebook. It's a better way to give.
Are you guys still looking for donations?
We absolutely are still. Yeah, we have not met our total goal for contributions. We have sold all of our 38 parking meter donations, but we still have got a pretty substantial monetary goal that we're trying to meet. And so we absolutely want donations to get to that goal before we hand it over to the next program that's going to handle it for us.
So what's it cost to get a meter?
The meter sponsorships were $1,500.
And they're lifetime things,
it's
right?
It's a lifetime sponsorship.
So once they're painted and they've got your name or whatever on it, you're there.
It's
you're
there.
In it to win it, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are having success with it, too.
Yeah, we're expecting to, I think they're going to start, they're hoping to start sinking the meters in the ground within this month.
So very
cool. We should be moving it right along pretty soon.
Yeah. Dave, what did you guys do?
Class of 2010 was the I'm Ready to Read program, where we worked with inner city schools to kind of boost the percentage of kids who were ready to go into kindergarten. So it was a pre-K reading program. And it's kind of morphed into the eCare, the Every Child Can Read, or Every Child a Reader program now. We got books donated. We had reading sessions. We had meetings at the schools where we had dinners and interesting ways for people to read to their kids and to stimulate that going into, because it was something like one in three kids wasn't ready for kindergarten,
right? Or didn't even have access to some of the books.
Right. Didn't know their alphabet, you know. Yeah. And you think that's something that's easy, but it's not. You know, a lot of challenges with some of these families, and we recognize that. So we just found ways to make it accessible to them to boost that fundamental function you got to have when you get into kindergarten.
Sure. Yeah.
So it was good. It was taken over and has continued to help kids around the city. So we're happy with
that. Awesome. And you said it's folded into what now?
Into Every Child a Reader. And they were a group that was part of the I'm Ready to Read.
Right.
We kind of paired with them, and then they've kind of taken it over and really brought it to fruition, I think.
Yeah.
And they've seen a lot of a good percentage of increase in that readiness to read. But the highlight of my whole thing with that was we were at one of the schools, and one of the kids opened up a book and started reading and actually said, "Leap class of 2010 is the best class ever."
Yeah,
I couldn't
of course
believe
he did.
It was great.
Yeah. Do it for the children. All right, Broxton, I know what we did, but you need to tell everybody else.
Oh, absolutely. We partnered with the USO to revamp the airport USO location and the NAS location. In fact, after that, one of our classmates, Beej Davis, went on board with the USO.
Yes, is there today.
Yeah. So, raised quite a bit of money, and if you're ever out at the airport, stop by, look in there, the USO.
Say hi
there
to Beej. He might throw you a snack or something.
Yeah, he may throw a treat your way.
Yeah.
You know, something before your flight. But
I think one of the coolest things that we had was who's the dude that did the painting for us upstairs? Wasn't it Guy Harvey?
Yeah, I think
so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought so. Came in and painted the whole wall of the USO, which, you know, the t-shirts are cool, man, but the painting was even, I was blown away.
Yeah, I think it was American Eagle flag, something like that.
Yeah, all kinds of patriotic cool stuff. Yeah.
And what a great testimony to Pensacola for people coming in from out of town, coming down that escalator and seeing that beautiful USO facade and looking in there and seeing people comfortable and engaged. It's just cool. That was a good project.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I've never been in the military or done anything like that. I had no idea what the USO's function was. I just thought it was Bob Hope hanging out in Vietnam and singing. You know what I mean? That was my education level on it. And then after doing that project, realizing how many lives it really affected on a day-to-day basis was pretty amazing.
And you think, you know, something like the USO is federally funded or federally backed, and they're really not.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it was all
they have to get all private
and
money.
Donate and, and make it happen. Yeah. So, all right, what was your best experience with LEAP?
Best experience? so many good
don't
experiences.
Don't give away Drew's last day either. Yeah. He hasn't seen the goat yet.
No, you know, I enjoyed, I went into Leadership Pensacola just trying to get as much out of it as I could.
Right.
Every day I went, I wanted to just submerse myself into everything, you know, the classes, project and everything. I really think just, I know you and I have known each other for a long time,
right.
But I think just the relationships you build with your classmates is top notch. And that's probably the best thing I got out of it was just relationships.
I'd say I'd still have contact with every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the best thing I got out of it was there was things in Pensacola I had no idea were here. And I've lived here since 89.
Absolutely.
I had no idea IHMC was here. I had no idea HixArt was here or a couple of the other tech companies that are these massive people in this world, literally globally business wise, that are just hanging out here on the beach. I had no idea, man. No idea. So I was impressed. And the SWAT stuff was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, everything was cool. Now, what room were you in?
I was the red room.
Red room.
What room were you, Drew?
I was green room.
Oh, I figured
I was
green and a
politician.
Proxen was a green room.
I was drinking champagne.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a good day.
It was a good day.
That was a good day.
Not everybody thought it was a good day.
I know. But. So I heard last year's had some pretty hostile takeovers. And for those that don't know, we're talking about SimSoc. It's a simulated society game, which I had no clue what to expect. I did read the book.
Drew, I think, not only read the book, but mastered the book. And from what I heard, they actually solved society's problems.
Yeah. Well, by the time we were done, I think we were a session away from beating SimSoc, meaning like basically breaking the bank, the bank not having any money left.
Nice.
By the time we were done, we were told that it was the highest economic multiplier and the guy who had been running it for 15 years had ever seen in SimSoc history. It was that's right up my alley. SimSoc is. I'm a very logical type of person. Yeah. I enjoy that type of stuff. And so the first couple of sessions we struggled, but we really got it going and we had a good time.
It was very cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. I think I was about a session away from being president of
the world
of our society.
How did yours go, Dave?
Oh, it went great. That was probably one of my favorite things to do. But it was early on, you know. But I was one of the politicians, so I was kind of in the other politician that was responsible for moving people out of the bad rooms was in the red room. He was in there, so he was stuck. So I was the only one able to do this and go from room to room, and without giving away too much, saved everybody. We got everybody out and put them into functioning parts of society. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun, but I didn't have any idea what I was in store for. So when I walked into the red room,
I got stuck.
I got stuck in there too.
We all got stuck because
there was a flu.
We were like, epidemic. No, either all of us go or none of us go. Yeah, and when you realized that wasn't going to work, you started watching everybody like, see you dudes later.
Yeah. Well, part of it was I got stuck in there. I was in there making some transactions and then all of a sudden was told there's a flu epidemic. Nobody can leave.
Right.
And I was stuck in there for a session and it was just killing me.
Yeah.
I was losing so much, to time and value,
political influence,
Oh, it was something, but it was a lot of fun. That was a good, but every month, every class got better and better and better from there, believe it or not.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you're not a politician guy, I would think. So this all just pulled all this out of you, huh?
Yeah, it did. It did. It was really, that's one of the things I thought was great about it was it makes you realize things that you can do under stressful situations.
Yeah.
You go, okay, well, I'm going to have to do this.
Apparently Drew's like the next financial advisor to the stars.
I know.
Over here.
What? I want to follow his career closely now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's going to be a presidential advisor.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
I'm working on that.
To what president? Company or politically, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought one of the things that I thought was really cool for me when we did this was we took the Berkman, the personality test before, and if I'd taken one of those, I didn't realize that that's what it was. Like it was some questionnaire for a job app or something. But I was like,
Get hired to that job?
I think I did, actually. Oh. I think I did. But I didn't realize that that's what they were doing. I just thought, you know, I was a chef. So they were asking like math questions and things. I'm like, okay, I can convert a recipe.
2 ounces plus 2 ounces.
Yeah, exactly. So we took this Berkman and I'm like, dude, there's no way this thing's going to be on. It's like a horoscope. This is just going to be so general and broad. There's no way. Dude, that thing nailed me.
Nailed it.
Oh, absolutely nailed me. And so we talk about it or whatever, because you get through the session with it and you talk about it and you see where some of the other people fall. But I got out of the red room and ended up in the, what was the media one? The yellow room?
Blue.
Blue. So yeah, I ended up in there. And at that point, I'd never done any media stuff. And all of a sudden, like, I just sat back for probably one or two sessions and everything just clicked. And I was like, oh my God, my Berkman's right, you know? And so all of those things that were in there, just like you said, under those kinds of situations, all of a sudden these skills came out inside me. And I was like, dude, I had no idea that was in there. And we were dominating the world by the time we were done, right?
Yeah, we tore down all the walls.
That's it. That's it. We didn't have as much money as Drew, but we had the people, man.
Money isn't everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. So
I was surprised on the Berkman, you know, some things that were definitely correct about my personality.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fact that they were
yeah, right. You're right. Like, I don't want to be like this. How do I fix this? So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything on mine that wasn't accurate, and nor did it surprise me in one bit.
Really?
It was,
yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm a pretty pretty out there person. Most of what you see is what you get with
right.
me. So it was funny, though, after we got it, my extrovert numbers on my results of my test were off the charts. I mean, as high as it goes. And we've got another person in our class that would like to claim that she's the most extroverted. She ran around the room looking to compare to make sure she was the most extroverted. And got to me and was like, dang it, I can't believe somebody's more extroverted than me.
Did you guys do the Berkman or did you do the, you guys did the other one? What's the other one called?
You know, I can't remember.
It starts with an M, but it's sort of the same thing. But
idea, you get a letter, you know, like a.
And we got colors.
Okay, so we get four letters that assign you to your primary traits that define you.
So do you find yourself using that in any of your like business situations and stuff?
Probably.
Or any teams that you're on?
I do to an extent. I mean, in our business, we have to, we have to read the people, the customers that we're working with and try to mold our personality to fit the personality of either our customer or what they want to do business with. So to an extent, yes. I mean, like I said, I'm, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot of change with me, but I do try to tone it back if I've got a customer that I'm dealing with.
Sure.
That's, you know, more of an introvert. Obviously, that can come on really strong if you're an introvert. So
that's what I've had to do. I'll use it to sort of assess some situations a little differently than I used to.
No,
I don't think it. We found that it really wasn't a surprise going around the room. Who was introverted? Who was extroverted? You're like, well, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I knew. You know, I knew a couple of people in our class. I don't think I knew enough people to know where they were going to be. So it was sort of just filed away for later.
We had some pretty dynamic people in
we really
class
did.
And really stepped up. And when you saw the project happening, their different position that they had really stepped up in that position.
Yeah,
and really came together well.
Yeah, awesome. So what now?
What now with LEAP? Well, you know, I still, as an alumni, I still work on the committee. I go to Tallahassee every year and go with them over there. I know a couple people there, so it makes it easy. And I've enjoyed it. Let's see, this is my, I guess, third or fourth year I've gone over there with them.
Dave, do you still do stuff with them?
I have not the past couple of years. I've kind of stepped out of that.
You're kind of a pretty busy guy. Well,
yeah, but after that, though, after my LEAP program, I got in with the youth leadership
in
Pensacola and was the curriculum chairman was involved with them for 3 years, so up through 2013, and that was great. That was great.
And that's back this year. I know, and they've redesigned a whole bunch.
Yeah, and it was good. Good bunch of kids. I see them every now and then. Some of these kids, when I'm at the grocery store, so I'm like, hello, Mr. Presnell. And I'm like, holy smokes, geez.
What's this Mr. nonsense?
Yeah, right. Oh, and I'm an intern at the U.S. Senate, you know, things like that. I'm like, man, this is because of your youth LEAP, right?
Yeah.
That's why. You say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's good. It's rewarding seeing that. So, but still in touch with a whole bunch of the classmates. And so that's part of what it was great about. It was the relationships that came out of it.
Yeah.
You'll have for life.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So, and I think their applications are out now for Youth LEAP, and I want to say they're due like
soon. Yeah, they're usually due before the end of the school year.
So my kids aren't old enough yet, but they've certainly been in, and they've had to come to the events and stuff with me. So they're like, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, sophomores and juniors, I believe, are what they what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Incoming sophomores, incoming juniors.
Yeah. So and I do the opening day and I just show up to the closing day.
Just to see how
I just show up. Yeah. I'm like, look, I know you need help, and if you don't, I'm going to hang out anyway. So, Drew, I'll probably see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to to finish and leap. I've enjoyed this year thoroughly, but I hope to be able to get involved with future leadership classes and volunteer my time with them.
Yeah, I've started looking at. I didn't realize that there's a big boy leap, as I call it. There's like a Leadership Florida that sort of breaks down into my age gap generation, and then they've got some that's like 50 and up, so you can
be my generation.
I wasn't sure, Dave, wasn't sure.
Big boy.
But you can apparently continue to do this stuff, but like on a statewide level. And so instead of doing all of these things where it was local, you go to all the cool. I had no idea. I found out at Christmas. And then I've looked into it. So the application process is a little bit longer.
Sure.
Maybe a few more applicants getting into that one.
We're going to find out, man. Yeah. I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh, so good for
we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think the state of Florida is ready for me, dude.
That's a good thing to put on your resume, too.
I'm unemployable. I won't have any more resumes.
No?
This is it.
This is it?
The entrepreneurial spirit.
I'm in the same boat you are. Butt, I don't want to fill out another resume for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, you should be pretty stable where you're at. You're doing a good job.
I feel very stable where I'm at.
Yeah. And then Dave just lights up and you just went for Painting with a Twist, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We sold Big Rhino Screen Printing and got out of that and then have put our energy towards this over in Fort Walton Beach. We became good friends with Jenny that owns the Painting with a Twist here in Pensacola and working with her over there. So, 52 years old, jumping into a new career.
It's kind of cool, huh?
Leap and the net will appear, gentlemen.
That's it.
Net will appear.
So, you're close. You're almost open.
Almost. And when I leave here, I'm going down to get my bottle club license application turned in, and that should be it.
We should
be teaching classes within 2 weeks.
Really? So, you having a big grand opening planned?
Can't set the grand opening date yet until I get all the paperwork.
Yeah.
It's a franchise, and the headquarters have limits on when you can plan certain things. So, but check it out on Facebook, Painting with a Twist, Fort Walton Beach, and all the information is going to be on there. And anybody and everybody's welcome to come to the grand opening whenever it is. It's going to be in the next 3 weeks to a month is when that'll be.
And you're the biggest one out there.
It is the largest Painting with a Twist in the country.
I didn't realize there was like size limits.
Yeah, there's 280 Painting with a Twist franchises around the country and in Hawaii. But we are the largest of all of them.
So what made you pick Painting with a Twist?
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have. Okay. I have. And it's fun. And I get all that.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. And you are into a business that, first off, is unbelievably supported by the franchise headquarters. It's a great franchise to get involved with. So the support's there. The success record is there. It's going to be a good business. And people are coming to have fun.
Yeah.
They're just coming to have fun. That's what your business is there. You're there for people to have fun. They're not making stressful decisions. They're just having a good time.
So when you say you're the biggest, does that mean
largest footprint?
Yeah.
Like the 4,000 square feet as opposed to 2,500 square feet.
So that you have more people that can go.
Well, the studios are the same size. We can't put in any more people than a regular one could, but we're still the biggest.
It's the tagline, man.
Yeah, it's still the biggest.
Still the biggest.
But it's just it's a fun business.
Yeah.
And if you can make money at it, having people come to your place and have fun.
Yeah.
What more could I ask?
So are you, do you paint? Are you artistic at all?
I am a good student.
Yeah.
I can be taught how to paint. I'm probably not a good instructor, but we have instructors that we've hired that do that are painters that can do this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a lot of paintings that I've done at Painting with a Twist that are okay.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are hung up in the closet. You know,
yeah,
right. Where they
whatever,
but yeah,
one that doesn't have a light on it,
right? Yeah, right.
They're waiting for you to die so that they'll be worth something. Yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah. All right. So for those that don't know, walk somebody through it because you don't have to know how to paint.
No, you don't. You just look on the calendar. We have a monthly calendar that we publish, and you find what a painting there that you like, and sign up for it. Pay for it online. Yeah, come in when it's time and sit down with your friends that have signed up and people you don't know. The public classes are open to everybody. You have private classes. If you have 10 or more people, you can sign up for your own room and have your own instructor and choose any of the portraits or pictures that we've got, 7,000 in our library. So there's probably something that you could find that you want to paint.
Step by step.
Yeah. And it's BYOB. So you get to relax and have a good time.
Yeah.
And, if you want to bring food, bring food, and, we make it comfortable for you. We got plenty of places to store your coolers and food and stuff like that. So it's just come and be ready to have fun.
So one of the cool things we did with our LEAP project was we held a fundraiser thing there. So everybody came and painted and then, you know,
and then donations at the
after they drank, we asked them for donations.
Got to set them up.
That's it, right, man.
Loosen those
knock
wallets.
Them down, right?
Strategy.
Yeah. So well, what about you guys? What's the name of y'all?
Well, we're in a very fun industry.
Yeah.
People love
talking about insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, insurance is really a necessity.
Yeah.
Your mortgage company will definitely
wondering if
tell
Dave's
you
got
that.
Any.
Well, Dave, you need to give us a call. I'll give you a card afterwards.
Yeah. And... give me your card.
Yeah. But like I said, it's a necessity. And when you need it and it's there for you, that's the most
great.
Important thing.
And if you don't know you need it and you don't have it, bad day, right?
Absolutely. So if you think you may need it, give us a call.
Yeah. And you insure everything, right? I mean,
we would even insure you, believe it or not.
Which is a really scary thought. I mean, that is a high risk right there, I'm telling you. But it's commercial. It's
home,
business,
auto,
it's,
commercial, yeah. Life insurance.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We try to cover the whole spectrum. We don't really do benefits, health. We leave that up to some other guys, but
yeah,
if it's property and casualty, we'll take it on. Workers' compensation.
Where you want to give them your website?
Absolutely. www.hilesmcleod.com, or you can give us a call, 432-9912.
There you go. I told you had a face for radio.
Exactly. We all do.
Exactly. What's your next class day? What is it? Do you remember?
I know it's at Gulf Power. We're there all day.
Regional economics.
Yeah, we're there all day. That's about as much as I know.
You get fed really well at that one, I think.
I like that.
Yeah.
Big fan of food.
Yeah. It's the big Gulf Power building, too.
Downtown.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool building.
So, yeah, we'll be there all day. So,
and then it's closing retreat, huh?
And the closing retreat out.
Such a fun day.
I'm really looking forward to that. That's
it's
right
really
in my
cool.
alley, too.
Yeah. The obstacle courses and, you know, brain games.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Big fan of that.
The wall.
The wall.
The wall.
That's right.
I enjoyed the opening retreat. Really, really enjoyed SimSoc and really looking forward to the closing retreat.
Yeah, those are the three best days, I think.
Well, the Tallahassee trip was a lot of fun, too.
See, I didn't make Tallahassee because I had to work or something. Those jobs, mm-hmm. they keep getting in the way.
Yeah.
But I think I had to work. But I heard Tallahassee was really cool.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. We had a good time.
And there's been a couple people that went to Tallahassee and had so much fun that they continue to chair Tallahassee. Like this guy right here.
You know, you can't have too much fun.
And yeah.
I really enjoy going over there and finding out what people know about the whole legislative process. And you'd be surprised that some people just aren't really familiar with it.
Yeah.
And going over to see
how complicated it really is.
How the process is, all the different parts of it. And, you know, you got your lobbyists and staff and people coming and going for 3 months trying to get their view to the...
Under stressful situations, Dave does really good.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Just in case.
Well, when I see your name on a political
ballot.
Campaign sign...
Well, I'd like to announce my campaign for President of the United States.
Oh, well.
On this radio show.
It's not too late.
Very cool. And, of course, any chance to go visit the alma mater is always nice.
Well, it's not my alma mater.
It's my alma mater.
Yeah.
So just go visit it for me.
I am a Knoll.
I will live vicariously through you.
I can't claim.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We won't tell anybody.
Well, we just did.
Well,
unfortunately.
You said it, not me, man.
It wasn't a secret.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm kind of heading towards the end of time here. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about or promote? You guys got anything else going on?
Blue Wahoos Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, opening night. So, that's always a fun night to get down to the stadium. So, but 70 games this season.
Wow.
And we think we got seven or eight of the Reds' 15 top prospects are at the Wahoos, so we should
have a good season. They'll be there opening night too.
I've
seen Kazoo at the foot of the bridge every morning.
I saw him yesterday. I did not
really
see him today. I
think
I was up earlier.
So now
y'all have been on a road trip.
Right. Their opening day is
tonight.
I believe they would be on the road for the next 5 days, and then they'll be back for Tuesday night for opening night in Pensacola.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. So last year I coached one of the kids' baseball teams, and we did what I don't remember what the package was called, but they got to meet the players,
right?
Ran through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Man, you want to talk about these kids were like freaking out, man. Got to hang out on the sideline for most of the game. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. There was the high five tunnel.
High five
tunnel. They get to high five the players as they come out from the dugout. The announcements. Yep, sure.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
And we had Moose in here.
Moose Mater.
Doing the promoting, what's it called? The
RBI?
The
Or his batting, or his...
the coaching thing that they... Unlimited Training Academy.
Unlimited Training Academy. He just started that a few months ago and took over that place on... Davis, right?
Yeah.
And where the Pelicans had been practicing, indoor training facility. And Moose, just for the record, if anyone doesn't know, Moose Mater, who played for the Wahoos, got released a year or two ago, but has come back from Washington State. He chose to come back to Pensacola. He loved this community so much and has invested starting up a business.
Wow.
And is one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
A tremendous guy. The kind of guy, I don't know if you guys, you know, I got daughters. He's the kind of guy you want your daughter to bring home.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So the funny thing was, he came on the show to talk about Unlimited Training Academy, and we're sitting here talking, and his business partner, who helped start with some of that stuff, their son, Rylan, was on the team I was coaching. Oh. So I watch baseball. I've hung out. I played a little bit, not as much as you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you played a lot, but I played a little bit, had never coached. And it was one of those rec center situations where, like, if we don't have any coaches, we can't have any more teams. So it's like, yeah, okay, fine, we'll figure it out. Well, Ryland is this like triple all-star, you know, kids dominating it out of the park. And I think his dad played some form of professional ball. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so by the time we get done talking, the name comes out and I'm like, holy cow, dude. So Rylan was doing the high five tunnel and all that stuff with us. I'm coaching the kid, and there were times I remember his dad being like, no, we got to go. We were meeting contractors or signing documents or whatever. We'll come to find out it's because they were getting the Unlimited Training Academy. So it was like totally small town community, you know, one of those warp your head kind of things.
Yeah.
2 degrees of separation.
Right. The older I get, the smaller the world gets.
Yeah, exactly.
And the bigger I get.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
That's a good testament to the people and what Pensacola is doing to see people come back. You know, they come in town for
to play ball for a little while,
or a tour with the Naval Air Station. Come back and love the area.
Yeah, that was another fun thing we did, was doing that. Naval, it's a simulated.
Yeah, doing the over at the Naval Air Station at the museum and the
that was a fun day.
Helo
dunk tank.
Yeah. So one of the lady friend of mine, her daughter went and did. I guess their school, the gifted program, went and did the overnight thing where they stay for a couple of days. And
is that with the academy?
Yeah, with that simulated building with all that stuff. And so she was kind of, she's like, well, why am I spending the night at the Naval Museum? She had no clue what she was about to walk into. And I was like, oh, you just wait. You got just wait. And she came back like, that was the coolest experience ever. Like, totally felt like she'd left the shore and. You know, I guess whatever they did in that building with the sound and the wind, you know, you feel like you're moving and all that stuff. So.
It's unreal. I mean, it
that was one of my other favorite days.
You step on that and it's like you're on a boat. I mean, they've
it's a simulated aircraft carrier, I think.
Yeah, they simulated the sounds. Yeah, and I just misspoke and said boat. I'd get in trouble for
it's
that.
A ship.
It's a ship.
And they've simulated the sounds and the smells. Yeah. It's really neat. I would have loved to have that type of an experience as a kid for, you know, a summer
I'd love
camp
to have
or,
that experience.
I'd like to do
now.
It as an adult, right?
So they do the adult class because I asked. Yeah. I asked. I was like, you know, I'd love to go spend 3 days hanging out playing with all the gadgets and electronics and you know, pretending like I'm flying and all that stuff.
Well, and I think you take on a role.
You're a commander, you're a captain, navigator, flight deck, whatever.
And you're split into squadrons, so you're competing against your other squadrons, where you've got your lead flight guy, and then you've got your navigators and everything else.
It'd probably make me mop the poop deck.
Yep. Yeah. More than likely.
You do have a reputation, sir.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, we're ending time. And I want to thank y'all for hanging out with us and tooting horns and
absolutely.
Promoting
Thanks for letting us come on.
Yeah.
So, you guys can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Thanks for coming in today, guys. This has been Pensacola Business Radio on the air with Leap Alumni, and we'll see you next episode.